Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 6th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Apple Google Cloud deal. AI displaces entry-level jobs. OpenAI launches frontier platform. Labeling reality fails to scale. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Google says it is now Apple's preferred cloud provider and will help develop Apple's next-generation foundation models built on Gemini. Both companies say Apple Intelligence will run on devices and in Apple's private cloud compute, abiding by Apple's privacy standards, but executives gave few details. Apple says data sent to its private cloud is used only to perform the request and then deleted, not used for training and not visible to employees, though end-to-end encryption is not used. Siri interactions are transcribed and evaluated, and ChatGPT integration sends data to OpenAI. Bloomberg reports the first Gemini-based Siri runs on Apple's cloud, and future iOS 27 features could use Google Cloud. Companies are replacing entry-level jobs with AI, shifting tasks that trained juniors onto experienced staff and creating strains. A developer told Fast Company that since early 2025, fewer junior positions were posted and routine coding, testing, and bug fixes landed on senior engineers under the expectation that AI would fill gaps. Development speed rose, but design, testing, and stakeholder coordination, areas where AI helps little, are understaffed. About 58% of U.S. graduates still hunt for a first job a year after graduating, and entry-level postings in the first quarter 2025 were 45% below the five-year average. Workers report unreliable AI and spend more time fixing errors.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. OpenAI has launched Frontier, a platform designed to help companies build, deploy, and manage AI agents as full-fledged workers. Each agent receives its own identity and explicit permissions tied into enterprise identity and access management, so agents can act in the company's name. Frontier links CRM, ticketing, and internal applications into a shared semantic layer, giving agents common context instead of isolated data silos. Agents can analyze data, work with files, run code, use tools, and form memories from past interactions. Built-in evaluation, monitoring, and detailed logs make actions auditable. Frontier is initially available to selected enterprise customers. Pricing and wider availability were not disclosed. A coalition led by Adobe created C2PA, a metadata standard meant to record who made or edited photos and videos at Capture to help people judge authenticity. Adoption is partial. Google embeds it in Pixel phones and some camera makers and platforms participate, while Apple, many social networks, and older devices do not. Metadata can be stripped or lost in uploads. Platforms often remove or ignore it, and creators and audiences resent or misunderstand AI labels. The consequence is a weaker shared reality. Platforms warn users to start with skepticism, and regulation or new trusted intermediaries may be next. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.